Well, actually, Opera Theater of Weston has always wanted to present this opera, Noah's Flood, especially because 2013 is the centenary of Britain's birth, and it seemed like a perfect time to do it. Britain loved writing music for children, and so we are the opera that brings children to opera and opera to children. That's our mission. So we have a very receptive and spontaneous audience of children, so it seemed like a perfect fit. And we also knew that we wanted to make a connection between the play and the Tropical Storm Irene, the Vermont's own experience with Tropical Storm Irene. So we've had a lot of outreach around this production. We have gone into the schools, and more than 1,400 students participated in the pre-performance project. It's called Storybook Opera Project. It's a really popular educational outreach program which we do every year to prepare the kids with all aspects of the story and the music and the special message of the opera. We also have 24 children in the opera as animals, and then we have Noah's sons and the sons' wives. Those are all being portrayed by local youth, and so it's pretty much a youth-centered production. We have a professional singing the role of Noah, Christopher Besch from the Houston Opera, and a wonderful mezzo here, a local mezzo, Peggy Telcher from Stratton Mountain, who has sung with the Chicago Opera.
Yes, I know Peggy pretty well, actually.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Peggy has been on our board for a while and was in the chorus of our latest production, The Magic Flute. So this is her first time being cast in a lead role.
Benjamin Britten loved writing for children, as you mentioned, and this opera specifically seems to be especially designed with children and amateur musicians in mind. So have the children really enjoyed being a part of it, because it's not something they really have to struggle with to do well?
Yes. The music that the children sing, I'm referring to the animal chorus, it's very repetitive and in unison. And at one point, they do sing an Alleluia chorus, which begins in unison, and then it becomes a little canon. It's not as difficult as the music in Hansel and Gretel that the gingerbread children have to sing in that opera. But what makes it so colorful is the orchestration. Britten was quite a genius in orchestrating this opera with lots of percussion and handbells and recorders and these instruments that you hear portray the storm. It adds the color that to this more simple vocal writing that the children sing. There is also spoken lines in the opera as portrayed by the voice of God. That is a tape. It's a pre-tape, and that will come over the loudspeaker and the sound system, but everything else is sung.
And the audience gets involved quite a bit during this production, too.
They sure do. They are going to be invited to join in the singing of the three hymns in the opera. And we have had some rehearsals with those folks in the community who wanted to get a little rehearsal in before the show. Our musical director has put that into her schedule. So we will have folks in the audience who will have already rehearsed the music a little bit to help bring some courage to those folks who might just be sight reading. But we hope the whole audience will join in.
I'm speaking with Lise Messier. She's the artistic director of the Opera Theater of Weston, presenting Benjamin Britten's Noah's Flood this weekend. Two performances, is that right, in Weston Saturday and Sunday?
That's right. They are both matinee performances beginning at 2 o'clock. And it is a one-act opera, so there is no intermission. We will be open before the performance for refreshments if folks want to come early.
And I also understand that you're going to be doing a performance, one more performance tomorrow in a local school. You've been doing them all week.
Yes. We have performed already Wednesday and Thursday for 600 students. And tomorrow, Friday, we perform for another 300. These daytime school shows are very popular. We have schools attending from all over southern Vermont. And for some of these kids in the audience, this is not their first opera that they've seen, for many of them. In fact, one of our performers in Noah's Flood, one of the dancers, first came to the opera when she was in preschool, the little school in Weston. And now here she is in middle school, I believe, and she is on the stage with us. So it's very satisfying to know that we have maybe planted a seed. You never know. And some of these kids, actually, one of my favorite quotes is from a student, a boy who saw one of our operas a few years ago, and he said, "That opera didn't even annoy me. I really liked it."
Wow!
But a lot of folks said,
"Setting the bar quite high."
Grow up, right?
I said, "Setting the bar quite high."
Yeah. But you know, they go out of the tune with out of the theater whistling, and some, you know, sort of imitating, and you never know. The hills are alive around here. That's why we're here.
Lise Messier, the artistic director of Opera Theater of Weston in Weston, with their two shows this weekend, two matinees, Noah's Flood. And you can find out more. And what is your website again?
www.operatheater, that's R-E at the end, operatheaterofweston.com.
Thank you, Lise. All the best for the productions this weekend.
Thank you so much, Joe.